So welcome, Perla. I want to invite you guys to check out part one of tonight's sermon if you guys missed from, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. So tonight we are talking about, are you obeying spirit? This is part two. All right, welcome, Kylie. All right, just a couple more quick adjustments. Yeah, if we can make sure this volume is up all the way. You guys can start posting your prayer and healing requests. We'll be getting to those. Welcome, Andrea. In the feed, donations to the church are always appreciated. And we are an interactive church. So I do encourage you guys to post your questions and comments as well. Okay, we'll be taking those more near the end and the middle of the service. There we go. We are all set on TikTok. All right, welcome. Candy, have a few people tuning in here. So I want to welcome everyone. This is Roots Revival Interfaith, where we focus on the three truths of the universe, numerology, astrology, and intuitive intelligence. Intuitive intelligence meaning psychic, mediumistic, empathic abilities. When you study and allow yourself to follow the guidance of numerology, astrology, and your intuition, you will find that you are living your true, authentic life on the path that you were designed to come to Earth to live. And you're not only able to heal and help yourself, you're able to heal and help others. So we encourage you guys to learn as much as you can about this by checking out previous sermons. Tonight is Are You Obeying Spirit Part 2. If you missed Part 1, it was 2 weeks ago. So you can go back and watch that here on YouTube at Ask Ivy, up in the playlist under Roots Revival Interfaith, or anywhere that you can download a podcast. I am your pastor, Reverend Ivy Rivera. I'm a psychic medium. We are here with Reverend Danny Johnson, our numerologist, and Reverend Christina Del Rey, our astrologer. We also have Reverend Paul Healing Arts with us, handling the comment section, the prayer and healing requests. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Awesome.
Good. It is nice to be back. All right. So I know that on part one of this sermon, there was a lot of discussion, and I believe it was just Reverend Danny and I covering this one. But I personally spoke a lot about the perks of obeying spirit, the amazing, phenomenal blessings that you can tap into when you are obeying spirit, and how some of the ailments in life can disappear or be remedied by obeying spirit. And today I want to focus a little bit more on what happens if you don't, and how you can make sure that doesn't end up being you. So the first thing that I want to talk about, and then we'll be opening this up to Reverend Christina, Reverend Danny. First thing I want to talk about is understanding the laws of the light. Okay, you could also say the rules of spirit. If you don't understand these rules, these laws, you could also say it's universal law. It also feeds into law of attraction. It feeds into manifestation. I believe that you can suffer greatly by living outside of these laws in the universe. And one of the most important things to understand is that when spirit is communicating with you, giving you guidance, giving instruction, it is wisdom. It's not a suggestion. It's not their opinion, and their opinion is lowly. It is what is for your highest and best good. And if you dismiss it, you are going to suffer the consequences of that. Now, you have free will. You can choose at any point in your life to do whatever it is that you want. You are supposed to be trying to choose a high vibration over a low vibration at all times. You're supposed to choose faith over ego and fear, love over hate, things like this. But when you ignore spirit's guidance, you could find yourself feeling lonely and detached and not really understanding what went wrong. So the first thing to know, okay, rule number one, spirit is going to tell you what is for your highest and best good, not what you want to hear, not what your ego wants to hear. So don't bother asking for anything else. If you've reached out to your guides and your ancestors, you've prayed about something and you keep getting the same answer and you don't like that answer, then you're going to have to live with the karmic results of choosing the low vibration. And that's really all there is to that. Now, rule number two, spirit is going to tell you about three times. I tell this to my students very early on in the psychic mediumship class. I actually take this very seriously. I believe I've got it almost down to a science. I think this is very accurate, that spirit seems to come and communicate to an individual approximately three times what it is that is for that individual's highest and best good. They will prompt, they will remind you, but they will not say anything else. And beyond that third time, approximately, they will pull back. Now, a lot of people come to me and they say, well, spirits abandoned me, or they say, my guides must hate me, or my guardian angel has quit. She's off drinking at a bar somewhere. She can't take it anymore. And it's like, yeah, that's funny. And then I look and I'm like, this is true. Okay. To an extent, this is pretty much what's going on. Now, the reason this happens is because if spirit is living within the light, they have to abide by the laws of the light. Laws of the light say that they are here to encourage you, to lead and guide you, but they cannot do it for you. They cannot feed bad karma on your behalf if that's what you're choosing, and they cannot enable you. So I want you to think of a parent to child dynamic or even a teacher to student dynamic. The teacher cannot step in and force the child to do the homework or to study for the test. That's up to the student. Okay. Same with the parent to child dynamic. The parent can give the child the tools and to encourage them to use those tools. But if the child refuses, they're going to have to suffer the repercussions of their choices. Okay. We can't have spirit step in and fix it for us. So spirit has not abandoned you. Your guides do not hate you, and your angel isn't drunk at the bar down the street necessarily, but they may be understanding that they've done and said all that they can possibly do. And now it is their job to be respectful of those boundaries, especially in regards to your free will, and they have to detach. The karma will have to play out however you've chosen to have it play out. So this is normally where people become either hyper-religious or hyper-spiritual, going for one reading after another, and just encrusting themselves with crystals and studying one book and taking one certification, one class after another, meditating for endless hours. And the reality is there's just something in your life you were supposed to be doing and you're refusing to do it. So always check back there. That will get the flow going. Okay. And number three, it's important that you understand in the law of the light that ignoring number two is going to lead to what I call the breaking of the legs. So if spirit has told you repeatedly what it is that you should do, and you've had years, there is a process, step one, step two, and step three to this, leading up to approximately like a 4-year process. If you have refused to listen when spirit reached out to you in step one, you've refused to listen when spirit reached out to you in step two, you will reach step three, which is the breaking of the legs, which essentially means that you are put in a big timeout chair. You have refused to let go of something you were supposed to change certain habits that you may have, to do something in your life that you needed to. And now you are essentially off path. You are out of alignment with the universe, and all kinds of negative consequences are hitting you. Usually it's one after another. It is called breaking of the legs. I named it that because I often see people actually break the leg, sprain an ankle, hurt their foot. If they use their hands, their arms a lot in work, they may break their arms, sprain their wrist. If you travel a lot in your daily life, your car may break down, and no matter how much money, no matter how many repairs you put into it, that car keeps shutting down over and over and over again. Other people will get hit in their bank account. Other people may get hit in their health. It's whatever it is for you that is perpetuating the problem. You are essentially put in a big time out. You are forced to do nothing but sit and recover from this problem. And during that time, I think the universe is ready and waiting to support you, hoping that the light bulbs will turn on, that you'll realize what it is that you've been refusing to do, and that you will actively make a decision to move forward with it. And in the moment that you do, in the realization and the acceptance of it, you will start to feel that karma turn around instantaneously. All right. So it's really important that we don't do what most people do when they enter into the breaking of the legs, which is to fight it, wait for it to pass, try to climb up out of that hole, try to rebuild, but they basically end up in a pattern of struggle for many, many years. It's as though they never get into the flow. Everything is hustling. Everything is pulling teeth. And life is basically an elongated, aggravating situation. All right. So we want to understand that the way life should feel when you are obeying spirit, things should be flowing to you. That's what manifestation is. Opportunities that are right for you will come and cross your path. Yes, you're going to have to work for them, but they will come to you and you will feel in alignment with the universe. Maybe not all the time, but definitely every day you will have signs that you're in alignment and you can appreciate the sense of inner peace that you have. You can accept that as joy. And you can really know that you're a part of something greater and are being cared for instead of feeling like you're disconnected and just out at sea by yourself. All right. So it's really important that we move on from these negative habits and into a greater flow. Reverend Danny, Reverend Christina, who wants to speak on this next? Okay, I do just want to invite you guys again, if you didn't hear me in the beginning, you could start posting your prayer and healing requests, as well as any questions or comments. We'll be getting to everybody, and donations are appreciated.
So thank you so much, Reverend Ivy, for for what you shared with, especially with regard to spiritual obedience. With this journey in spiritual obedience, it's when preparing for today and asking God and Spirit how, like, to really kind of frame what this means, what this has meant. One of the things that came through is knowing when to release something, especially even if it's in the interim. So one of the things that I'm being shown in the short term and in the long term, which I'm told the longer term is not for me to concern myself with just yet. But in terms of the shorter term and the longer term, so something that we've had the chance to kind of talk about collectively is, fighting for justice, to create a world that is more just and equitable and where everyone has the right to be able to live a full good life and to try to, and breaking down these barriers, right? The thing is, what I'm being shown is that this will happen in increments throughout my life, and that there will be moments when it is time to refer. There are moments that when it is time for me to be really super present, and then moments for me to step back. And those moments of stepping back, especially when it comes to breaking down systems, like this is going to be a lifelong commitment. And at the same time, it doesn't mean that I am front and center all the time, that there are moments to step back. And spiritual obedience for me right now means referring and lifting up other people who are doing this movement work at this moment, and encouraging for folks who might need and want support in different ways, lifting up those folks, because for me, spiritual obedience right now is really investing in this healing work. I'm being shown, okay, so your purpose is to be a healer. Guess what? Guess what you're going to be doing now over the next couple of years? And they're not saying that I'm going to be removed from social movement work. Not at all. It's like, it's a part of why, Reverend Christina, when she described that I have 6 placements in fire, there's a reason for it. And I loved how she and Paul in Reverend Christina's astrology course really kind of broke that down. There's a reason for it. And at the same time, right now, for me, spiritual obedience means knowing that investing in Pastor Ivy, you describing how mediumship and this healing work, it comes with practice and it comes with doing and it comes with immersing yourself. So that being front and center. And I know that in learning about life contract work with Pastor Ivy, that there are moments when we invest fully into something so that we can grow and develop in that part of who we are and then go back to and embark on something else when it is time to. And I know in terms of being spiritually obedient, this is what this moment means right now. And I know that investing deeply into this healing work is going to have a direct impact on the social movement work. I know that it is. But right now, this is where the energy comes in, where my energy is meant to be and meant to go. It's interesting because as also in preparing, so not very often, very rarely do song lyrics pop in my head when we are preparing for service, but there was one particular song that came through as we were preparing for today, and it was from the album The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. This album is like 20 years old, and it's this one particular song where Lauryn says, where the lyrics read, what you want might make you cry, what you need might pass you by if you don't catch it, and what you need, ironically, will turn out what you want to be if you just let it. So it is being spiritually obedient and doing exactly what you were just describing, doing what spirit asks of us, will lead us exactly to where we need to be. And that is something that I'm feeling and sensing right now. In multiple spaces in my life, I've had conversations with people where I've shared that, over the next couple of years, it's the healing work that really is going to come front and center. And I have promised people that I'm not abandoning anything. I'm not leaving anything. It's just, this is the moment. This is what spirit wants and I have to follow. And, another aspect of spiritual obedience that I'm finding is the byproduct of listening and being obedient is not only letting go of ego, but also is related to my self-love and self-worth. Because what I'm realizing is by being spiritually obedient, it's allowing me to get to the core of who I am. For a long time, so much of my value in myself and how I see myself and identify myself has been in what I do and what I produce and what, this really kind of capitalistic way of seeing ourselves, right? And when being spiritually obedient, it has allowed for me to value myself, the soul, the core, just me. And that has been so enriching and empowering and healing. And I know that that is directly related to the healing work as well. So it's interesting because I started training with you at Ivy about 2.5 years ago. I can't believe my math is off. 2019, July of 2019, maybe a year, 2 years?
Longer than that.
2.5 years. 2.5 years. Okay. So we're just going to say almost 2.5 years.
It's the COVID war.
Who knows? Yeah, it really is. Yeah, because 2019, 2021, please forgive me, everybody, for my horrible math. But this is, 2.5 years, almost 2.5 years after having begun training with you. And now it is really time to wholeheartedly and fully invest into this area of my life. And it is helping me to understand spiritual obedience at the end of the day is really helping me to understand that I am worthy of self-love and worthy of self-care, regardless of what I produce. Yes. And that is really the core of what this journey has meant and I anticipate will mean as well. And so that's been the joy in this journey.
That's so amazing. I could say 50 great things that has sparked in my own truth. But I'll just say this one, and then we're going to move on to Reverend Christina here. How important I think it is that people are willing. You have to be willing to move with the ebbs and flows. You have to understand that when spirit, when you're really being obedient to spirit, it could be that they tell you to take something you've been investing in for a while and just put it up on the shelf for a while. It doesn't mean it's going to fade into the background. It's just there for a minute. Later on, it will come back into play. We have to be willing to zig and to zag. And a big part of it too is being willing to redefine what prosperity is. It's not the almighty buck. It isn't this capitalistic, what did I produce? How much do I have in my bank account mentality? It is about relationships. It's about feeling good. It's about living within your life path. It is the most healing, I think, part of the journey is learning to be obedient to spirit and see what the rewards are that you never thought would be there. That's so great.
Thank you. 1,000%.
Wow. Reverend Christina, are you ready to chime in here on this?
Yeah, this is such a personal struggle right now. You can tell there's two Leos on the panel here. Because we're both kind of going through these same type of, you know, lessons right now with being obedient to spirit. And I think it's pretty safe to say that I have suffered the breaking of the legs in the past 2 years. And I think it's pretty obvious that Ivy kind of told me that. But, you know, I mean, when you don't listen, you don't listen because you think, sometimes you think things are out of your control. You know what spirit's trying to tell you and you're like, well, I can't do that because there's other people involved, or, you know, and then, you know, you have your pile of excuses and you just kind of sweep it under the rug and you're like, well, it'll just take care of itself. And then the breaking of the legs comes, you know, and you can see that stuff in the chart too. But the good thing about the breaking of the legs is if it does make you into a conscious person and you start acting with consciousness, then you can make real gains. And so that's where I feel like I am at right now. And I love that Dani was talking about how she no longer identifies herself with what she produces or, you know, her title, because at the end of the day, we're all souls. And when you can connect your soul to spirit, you get into the present moment and you are told, you know, you have that divine knowledge, that divine wisdom. And it doesn't matter how many degrees we have, because us Leos, we like to get a lot of degrees and a lot of titles on our names. But at the end of the day, it's not about the ego. It's just, you know, we are all souls and we all have access to that wisdom. We just have to listen, really, is what we have to do. What I have been doing is asking for guidance when I'm really unsure. You know, when you're asking and you're like, I really don't know at this point, then you ask for help from your guides. One thing that I've noticed, it's been really big, and, you know, and I'm learning this through relationships with people. Now, my relationships don't always last with people, but the relationships that I have come across have taught me. And if it's kind of like what you were saying about the ebbs and flows. If I sit with a decision and I think about how I feel about it, it's really more like, is it making me uncomfortable, or does it seem like the right path? And then I'm starting to feel it in my body. And I know some people are different, but I'm starting to feel the unease versus the ease. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like that's my way of knowing if I'm following spirit or not. And it's not that I'm not uncomfortable, because you can be uncomfortable, but does it feel like the right kind of uncomfortable for you? So that's something that I have definitely been working with. And I have learned this through some of the people that I have met, following your instincts, particularly too. You know, it's just like, no, I think I have to explore that road, or no, I don't think that this road is for me. So being honest and authentic with yourself too, because spirit's never going to ask you to be inauthentic. They're going to ask you to go to your truth. So if you say, okay, well, you know what? This is the path that's the easiest right now. Here's a path presented for me. If I walk down this path, I'm going to be handed this and I'm going to be handed that, and it's going to be really easy. And then you're sitting there and you're going, you know what? I've been down that path. And as tempting as that is, that's not the path I'm supposed to be on. I'm supposed to be on the harder path. So, but that harder path is my truth. So that's that. Those are the things that I'm learning right now. People will try to talk you out of your truth. That is another thing that I am learning. They'll look at you like you're crazy, and it's not logical. But you know what? Spirit doesn't care. If that's the path, and you know it within you, if you know your truth, and you are connected to your truth, you are connected to spirit. You walk that path. That is where you belong. You're not going to belong anywhere else. Anywhere else is going to feel inauthentic. Practicing meditation, getting quiet. Unless I'm quiet for, you know, a decent amount of the day, even if it's like, you know, 5 minutes in my office, or, you know, I have to get quiet to hear spirit. That's just me. I can't hear it with too much going on. So I do have to sit, be quiet, meditate each day. I have to make space for spirit. I have to make space for the light in my body so that I can feel it. Once I start to want to control it, that's where I know I'm on the wrong path. If I'm like, well, spirit, that sounds great, but I really want to do this. So maybe I can do this. No, because that's where it all goes wrong and you start to suffer and there's karmic consequences, just like Ivy was saying. If you are in constant stress, it's going to be really hard to figure out what spirit wants. So bringing it back to that present moment again, is going to help you, because the unmanifested is in the space. It's not there yet. Unmanifested, not there yet, right? So if we're trying to see what is coming next, we have to be quiet and we have to make space for it. And then it will come. And we have to be open too. We have to constantly be saying to spirit, I'm open to possibilities. Bring me the highest vibrational possibilities. And this is something that I'm learning to do in my meditations as well, because you don't know what's best for you. You think you do, but you don't. Spirit does. So if spirit's going to bring a possibility in for you and you know it's a high vibrational possibility, it could come out and smack you in the face, but that's the one you need to go with. That's going to be your truth. And even if that truth, it could be a relationship, it could be a job, even if it's only for a little while, that is still something that you're supposed to learn. There's a lesson there. And I would recommend to people to see and recognize what happens when you do obey spirit. Pay attention to those times when you know for absolute sure you're obeying. And say to yourself, how do I feel right now? Like, how does this feel? How do I know that I'm in that flow? Look at the signs around you. I will often see numbers. I will often see, could be animals. There's many signs. Look at license plates around you. There are signs if you just are paying attention. And the ebbs and flows, I love that Ivy said that about the zigzag, because so often I am gung-ho on something and then all of a sudden it's like gone from my peripheral. It's like, where'd it go? Like, I was just so committed to that. What happened? And then a couple of months will go by and then it'll be there again. So I'm also learning to trust that as well, that there are different layers. A lot of times, you know, like I'll say, okay, well, you know, I'm doing a lot of astrology right now, but then all of a sudden I'm not concerned about astrology at all. But then when I go back to it, it's almost like it's another layer. It's like a deeper layer. So just because we leave for a little while doesn't mean that it's gone forever. It means that we can probably apply whatever we learned and go even deeper. Because really that's where spirit wants us to be, to learn, you know, the deepest of lessons. And I love that Ivy spoke about inner peace as well, because peace has had to become my priority in life. I was in a very traumatic experience where I, you know, had to live in a home where there wasn't peace for about a year. And it was very stressful. So there, it forced me, you know, spirit forced me to make peace my priority. So spiritual practices had to become number one. And that taught me to be obedient, because if I didn't make spiritual priorities my if I didn't make spiritual practices my priority, it could have been a really ugly situation, not only for me, but for my children as well. So I, you know, I had to learn to, do that. And all that work that I put in now is helping me to align on a deeper level as well. And the high vibrations too, trying to keep your vibration high all day long. That's where I'm at as well. Because there's, you know, when you're in certain situations, you can feel it go down. It's your responsibility to keep that vibration up, even when you're around people who are not the most high vibrational. I love that Ivy said spirit will tell you three times and then pull back. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. They can't force you. And I want to say that I may have been told a lot more than three times and still didn't listen. But you know what? We are all a work in progress, and that's where I am with this. I am a work in progress, and I'm so glad that I have you ladies to support me.
Amen. We are works in progress. That is, and that's how it's always going to be. You know, that's how it's always going to be, because every new piece of direction we're given, it's like a brand new test. It's a whole new layer to the mountain. It's a whole new level. It gets harder. It doesn't get easier. Life doesn't necessarily get easier. The challenges are bigger, but to know this, to know how to navigate, being obedient to spirit makes it a more enjoyable journey, and we can hold on to that inner peace and feel like we're not sort of falling off that mountain. Like we're not going to fall off that cliff. We can trust that there is a net as long as we do what we're supposed to in it. And I am so thankful to have you two. Also, I would love, Paul, if you could please put a couple suggestion classes and Old Roots Revival services here in the comment feed. For those of you on TikTok, I'm going to say them out loud. You'll have to go to YouTube to access them, up in the playlist at Ask Ivy. But Emotion versus Intuition was an old church service that we did. Didn't we do another one called Logic versus Intuition? Something like this, okay? So, Paul, if you could put those in the comment section. Also, like Christina was saying, there are different ways to kind of know that that voice is coming from spirit, and that is truly spirit's guidance, not your imagination or your ego or your own desires. Check out a class called The Still Small Voice to learn more about how to listen. And I love that Reverend Christina said, when you get to that point where you are ready to evolve, people will call you crazy and people will get in your way. They will try to get you to back down, to back out of it, or to convince you that you're somehow making mistakes and that you're in a danger zone. Check out the free mini class on here called Fighting the Dark. With every level up you have in life, I say you get attacked in five different ways. And sadly, it is mostly by your inner circle. Or really anyone who has access to you on a regular basis. And I love to, and I know we all sort of talked about this, I just want to reiterate on this one point that it is so important. What are we all really saying? Kind of all saying the same thing. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure out the whole journey. Forget it. It's never going to happen. Spirit's never going to show you everything. Your brain is not that good. You're never going to figure it all out. Even people who work within this field, right? We're psychics. We do this 24/7. We're not going to figure it all out. A lot of it isn't even written yet. It is based on free will, not just yours, other people's. There's a lot happening here. If you waste your time trying to figure out the entire journey, you're going to end up stuck like a hamster on a wheel and you're just going to tread water. Take the step that you know is before you that you're meant to take and leave it at that. Let the rest be shown afterward.
All right. So grateful for this, and I'm so grateful for the both of you as well, and us being a work in progress. When Reverend Christina said that, mentioned like asking and going, and I'm so guilty sometimes. I try to negotiate, like, well, what if? How about this? And they ignore me. So I so appreciate you lifting that up, and grateful for the both of you on this journey too.
That's so great. I just want to say thank you for the donations, guys. I see a bunch of them coming in. I see prayer and healing requests also coming in, which we're going to get to here in just a minute. But right now we're going to take the questions and comments, if there are any. Are you able to pop those up on the screen? Okay. What do we have coming in? All right. So Tanya Springer says, I was just thinking of that exact thing with the situation I'm going through. I have felt that one path is the way I need to go, but I felt extremely uneasy, as if it's not right. But when I think of the other option, it makes me feel calm. Okay, so that's a fantastic way to know, because everybody's different. So for you, what is right may help you feel calm. When I finally acknowledge what is right, I feel calm, even if I'm nervous, even if I'm fearful, even if I'm shaking and I don't want to do it with everything in me, I will still feel calm at my core, and I will sleep. I will sleep like a baby. I will sleep like a log once I've given it up. Do you guys have anything else to add to that? Any other maybe physical or emotional?
I appreciate what Tanya is sharing, because there's a sense of relief that comes, and like, I'm not worrying as much. And so that sense of relief is something that comes up when we know that we're doing what Spirit wants us to.
Yeah, I think for me, I feel it in my body. And I know some people, it can hit you like a lightning bolt, like, you know, oh, that's the way to go. That's not the way to go. But however Spirit speaks to you, that will probably be the main way. So like, follow that. So if it's always that you feel calm and the uneasy, it's like the type of uneasy that you feel too. It's like, okay, this is uneasy because I feel like it's wrong, or it's uneasy because it's taking me out of my comfort zone. There's going to be like two different uneasies, but it's going to be the one that you know is either right or wrong for you. And it's almost like it's kind of like when, you know, when you take the mediumship course and you learn the language of Spirit. You have to learn that language of how you're going to figure out, is this right or is this wrong? And then you have to always pay attention to it.
Luckily, things are on repeat. It's literally a language. So once you learn your language, you know, you're set for life. Do we have other questions or comments coming in here? We have another one from Perla Salazar. One minute you think you're clueless as to where you've gone wrong, and then you realize very clearly where I keep making the wrong choice. Yes. Amen. And I think so much of that is just us being stubborn. And so much of it is our training, that especially if you went through like a difficult childhood or any type of trauma at any point, or you've had to really learn to be independent and survive on your own, you've had to fight a lot in life. We don't really know how to back our way on out of that. You know, it's what's kept you alive. It's what's kept you going. It's what's kept food on the table, even, I'm sure. And to back out of that and get yourself into a whole new system is tricky.
Absolutely. And for various reasons, it's not wanting, sometimes it's like it's unlearning the programming that we've been taught, and not wanting to disappoint, not wanting to, sometimes wanting to avoid making a wrong turn. But in trying to avoid making a wrong turn, we might sometimes stay in a space or a way of thinking that might potentially work against us. And there's, it's interesting in that the book that we were just talking about a little bit a while ago, The Women Who Run with the Wolves, and it was describing this one particular part in the book where it was describing how the very often the women, and this be whether cisgender, transgender, how, and whatever gender expression, but when women, sometimes it's the women who think that they have been doing it wrong all along are actually the ones who actually may have had it right. And giving ourselves a little bit of grace and a little bit of credit for, even if things are messy and may not necessarily be in a linear kind of like A, B, C, D, E, F, G type of a progression, we're still on our path and we're still, we're okay.
Yeah, I think where we've gone wrong, I've made so many wrong decisions, but I think for me, a lot of times it's what society wants versus my truth. And those often don't line up. So once I started listening to myself more, I think I was able to see where I went wrong and looking at my patterns too, because patterns run deep. They run really deep. But if you're doing the same thing over and over again and it ain't working, you got to look at that. You got to see where you're going wrong. And sometimes it just takes like one person to point it out to you. And then you can like see, okay, well, I'm on this pattern. This part of my pattern is okay, but this part's really not okay. And then you can kind of figure out where you need to go from there.
Good. Do we have any more questions or comments? And so we'll just kind of wrap it up with any last words, and then we're going to get into the prayer and healing request. So if you guys did not post a prayer and healing request, do so now. Could I also get everybody to please give this video a thumbs up and subscribe or follow at this time? Greatly appreciated. I guess my closing statement on all of this or recommendation is based on an odd experience I had today. I've been doing readings since I was 15. I've been working for the public for, 10 years, just over that. And today I was at a psychic fair, and it was a lovely experience. It was a lovely event. It was a beautiful location. Everybody there was great. But I was in the bathroom a couple different times, or I was like around the corner of a wall, and no one knew I was in there, or I was standing behind the wall. And I was sort of eavesdropping on people's conversations. And later on, Paul said to me, how was it? How does it feel to be back after COVID? How does it feel, you know, how was your, how was it working a psychic fair? Because I've only done like one other one since COVID hit. And I said, it was eye-opening. I forget how dismissed we are as healers. I forget about the amount of judgment that people put on us as healers. I forget about the excessive amount of ego that people bring into their healing sessions and their readings, and how unfortunate it is as a reader, because you really have, it's sort of a thankless job. You have to be willing to say, this is what spirit gave me. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to deliver it. And I'm taking my hands off it. I am not responsible for how it lands, what they do with it. This is where I leave it. And if you don't master that, your light can easily, quickly go out. And so, you know, Paul said, well, what did you hear? And I said, I heard the same thing over and over and over again out of these people's mouths. And by no means is it the first time I've ever heard it. I just haven't heard it in a couple years because COVID kept us in quarantine. And it was all the same thing. There were people saying, oh, I went to this reader. I went to this reader. And they would compare and they would say, well, she's pretty good. Or they would say, well, she got some stuff right. And I realized none of that is accurate. All of these readers are amazing. They're all certified here at the school. They all could blow anyone's head off. You know, it's that so much of it isn't received. Because it's not what the sitter wanted to hear. The sitter comes in with an agenda. They say, I want you to tell me this, tell me this, tell me this. This is what I want to hear about the direction of my life. And we are actual light workers. So we tell you what spirit wants you to hear. We tell you what is for your highest and best good. And you take half of it and you toss it. And it's frustrating, you know? So I would say this, my closing statement is open your eyes. open your ears, look around. Humans are also the mouthpiece for God. Direction is coming at you all the time. And if you've got the blinders on, if you believe that you're in the driver's seat, you're missing half the show easily. Okay.
With, I so appreciate you lifting up, knowing when to accept what is there, because, it feels like part of what Spirit has been showing me to do, in especially in relation to what you just described, is even if something doesn't make sense at the moment, even if it's not resonating at the moment, file it. And I ask God and I ask my ancestors to file it and keep it close so that when it does resonate and when I'm able to apply it, it's easily accessible. Like, there are so many moments when something will just come back to mind that someone had said, and it may have felt like a random statement or just something that just a happenstance type of a moment, but it wasn't. It was a seed that was planted that was meant to actualize itself at a certain moment. So I so appreciate you saying that, because there are things that have been said to me like a year and a half ago that resonates and has helped me on this journey for sure.
Christina, do you have a final word on this? Christina took a nap.
I'm just sad that I wasn't at the psychic fair.
Oh. Well, we have a few more coming up. We want to lure you out at some point. I know you missed a few.
Not fun.
There are more. Okay. So we are going to, and yes, Danny, absolutely. Totally feeling that. I think this is a great topic for everybody. If you guys don't need it, us three girls can use a refresher, a reminder on how to do this. So let's always be paying attention. And just like Danny said, file it away. Doesn't make sense today. File it away. Don't dismiss so many things. And don't forget, the universe communicates with you ahead of time. Okay. That's what our psychic ability is for. We're told before things happen how it's going to go. We really are. We've just probably been overlooking it. Amen. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here with us. Always a pleasure. It's really nice to be back live. We have Sunday sermons at 8 p.m. We are now during the winter time frame, I think, here, 8 p.m. Eastern. So we hope to see you guys back every Sunday. Again, if you want to check out old sermons, you can download them anywhere that you receive a podcast, or go onto YouTube here at Ask Ivy. Go up into the playlist and look under Roots Revival Interfaith. Thank you, Reverend Danny, Reverend Christina, Reverend Paul. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you. Everybody have a great night.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.